Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, thank you for listening, and to those of you who are brand new, I just want to give you a little instruction. What I do is I read a scripture, and usually a whole bunch of scriptures like in the same vein. So right now we're reading through the whole book of Proverbs, and then I pray for you according to that scripture. It's my privilege, and I'm grateful that you're here to listen to this. Today we are in Proverbs 25, and we are going to be looking at verses 1 through 14 in the New International Reader's Version, the NIRV, and it says this: "These are more Proverbs of Solomon. They were gathered together by the men of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. When God hides a matter, he gets glory. When kings figure out a matter, they get glory. The heavens are high and the earth is deep. In the same way, the minds of kings are impossible to figure out. Remove the scum from silver, then the master worker can make something out of it. Remove the ungodly officials from where the king is, then the king can make his throne secure because of the godliness around him. Don't brag in front of the king. Don't claim a place among his great men. Let the king say to you, 'Come up here.' That's better than for him to shame you in front of his nobles. What you have seen with your own eyes, don't bring too quickly to court. What will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, don't tell others any secrets you promise to keep. If you do, someone might hear it and put you to shame, and the charge against you will stand. The right ruling at the right time is like golden apples and silver jewelry. A wise judge's warnings to a listening ear is like a gold earring or jewelry made of fine gold. A messenger trusted by the one who sends him is like a drink cooled by snow at harvest time. He renews the spirit of his master. A person who brags about gifts never given is like wind and clouds that don't produce rain." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, first I ask that we wouldn't be like that last verse I read, that we would not brag about gifts that we have never given. We don't want to be like wind and clouds that don't produce rain. Lord, may our yes be yes and our no be no, and our promises be kept today. Lord, help us not to overpromise and say things that we are going to do in a boastful, arrogant way and then not follow through. Lord, thank you for the power of investigation. In verse 2, it says, when kings figure out a matter, they get the glory. And Lord, I know that for me, as I have investigated my past, there's been some great joy that has come in uncovering things. Wrote about that in a post about going back to that place where I was violated as a five-year-old and how hard that was, but how good it was too to uncover a mystery and to be able to shut a little bit of that chapter of my life and be able to move forward. Lord, so I pray that those who have mysteries in their path, you would give them pebbles or breadcrumbs that would lead them along the path to help them to discover what it is that happened back then. Lord, we want to be godly. And we understand that we cannot be that in our own strength. We need your spirit within us to have the right attitude, even toward our enemies, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be braggers. We don't want to be proud. We want to take the lowest seat. In verse 6 and 7, sounds just like one of your parables, Jesus. Don't brag in front of the king. Don't claim a place among his great men. Let the king say to you, come up here. That's better than for him to shame you in front of his nobles. Jesus, you told that story. You said to take the last seat. And then in that last seat, the person who's throwing the banquet could have you come sit at a higher rank at the table. And the person instead was going to go sit at the higher rank at the table and then be demoted. And so, Lord, you promise us that when we humble ourselves, we will be exalted in proper time, and that we should live our lives in taking that last seat. Show us what that means. It sounds like a lot of words, but Lord, show us what that means practically today. Show us what it means to take the last seat, to humble ourselves, to not to think of ourselves more important than what we ought to, but to consider other people as more important. You said that even the Son of Man did did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And if we're following after you, Jesus, we must desire to serve and not to be served. Help us to serve with joy, not with gritting teeth, not with under compulsion, but with joy, because you love a cheerful giver. Help us to give with cheerfulness today. Lord, thank you for all of these verses about justice. Thank you that you are the God of justice. For those who are living in the tension of the now and the not yet, and they haven't seen justice on this earth in regards to something, Lord, help us to realize that there will be justice someday, even though that's hard to even pray, because, Lord, we do want it here on earth. But, Lord, give us the patience to endure what it is that we need to endure, and knowing that bearing your cross sometimes means living in an unjust system and bearing up under it with grace and fortitude. So we ask for that grace and fortitude today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much on this last day of July for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of levels there. $1, you get my undying gratitude. $5, you get an original painting from me sent to your inbox at the first of the month. $10, you get your name on the wall, which is on every single post. So if you need a little bit of advertising, every single post of Pray Every Day, 365 or 366 days a year, depending on the sleep year, your name will be on that wall. At the $20 level, you will receive a secret podcast that nobody else gets. And so, and that's where I really am pouring out my heart and telling you my prayer requests, super honest and authentic. So if you're interested in any of those things and supporting the podcast, this will help us get to the place where I will be able to pay for someone to transcribe the prayers, which is super fun. So be able to give you a written transcript of those prayers. So thanks so much in advance, and I hope you have an amazing day.